Today's shiur is Masech the Chagiga Davov. We will begin on Daf Hey Amud Beis, 16 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Rebbe have a knocket sefer kinnis for kakar begave. Rebbe was learning sefer echa. Kimote lahai pisco, psuka, when he got to this pasuk, that says, Hishlich mishamayim oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw Klai Yisrael from the heaven to the earth. Nafal meyadei. At that point, the sefer fell out of his hand. Amra, and he said that this is a sign of what happened to Klai Yisrael. The Klai Yisrael fell mi'igra rom, from top of the world, labira amikta, to the lowest pit. And actually, the Paiskim used this Gemara to discuss an interesting shaila. We know that the minig is that if Chas v'Shalom a sefer Torah falls, people fast. Now, it's interesting, tshuva in the Divrei Chaim, what's the reason people fast? Is it because some terrible thing happened? Somebody dropped a Sefer Torah? Or is it because it's a bad sign when a Sefer Torah falls? What's the nafka mina? Two nafka minas. One nafka mina is, if the person who dropped the Sefer Torah dropped it by accident, he didn't do anything on purpose. If it's because it's a bad sign, so it makes no difference if it was done on purpose or not. If it's because a disrespect to the Sefer Torah, then it should only be if it was dropped on purpose. Another nafka mina would be, what about the people in the shul who are there when the Sefer Torah falls? If the issue is because the Sefer Torah was dropped, so they didn't drop the Sefer Torah, so they shouldn't have to fast. But if the point is because it's a bad sign, so even the people who didn't drop the Sefer Torah, the sign is a bad sign. So they say, our Gemara seems to indicate, and that's the minhag ha'olam, that it's because it's a bad sign. Here what happened was when the Sefer fell, he took it to show it's a bad sign. He didn't drop it on purpose, it just all of a sudden dropped when he was learning this pasuk. So it seems that just the Sefer Torah falling is the reason to fast. Although there are paiskim that disagree, especially for people who have a difficult fasting, there's a shas tshuvas marsham, but this is a Divrei Chaim. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Rechia have a shakli ve'azli v'orcha. Rabbi and Rechia were walking on the way. They came to a certain city. Oma, ikat suvim e'banu hacha. Is there a Talmud Chacham here? Nezil v'nekabel ape. Let's go greet him. Omri, so the people of the city reported to them, Ike tzurba merabonu hacha. There is a Talmud Chacham in this town. However, ma'ari naim hava. He's blind. Omri reb, chila rebi. So Reb Chia told Rebbe, tiv at. So if he's blind, you don't go. Lo tazazel b'nesoscha. Since you're a nasi, it's not respectful that you should go to greet him. Ezil anor. I'll go myself. So Yair Stavash asks, what's the difference if he's blind or he's not blind? So he says that if the Talmud Chacham were not blind, he's certainly going to come out to greet Rebbe. And Rebbe, the proper protocol is goes back and visits him. But given that this person is blind, so it's unlikely that he's going to come visit Rebbe, so it's just an embarrassment to you that you should go to him and he not come to you. But Rebbe said, Rebbe insisted to go along. And in fact, the Tori Evans says, from here we see that the halacha is nasi shemachal kvayde kvayde machal. The Rebbe was a nasi, but he was able to forgive his honor. Stasem says that it's not a raya from here. Why? Because nasi shemachal kvayde kvayde machal would mean that if there's somebody who has to give respect to the nasi, and the nasi could say, you don't have to. That would be considered nasi shemachal kvaydoi. Here wasn't someone else giving or not giving respect to Rebbe. It was Rebbe himself acting this way. So that isn't a proof to the shail of nasi shemachal kvaydoi. Kevin Miftim Rene, as they were taking leave of this blind Talmud Chacham, Amalhu, so he told them, Atam kibaltam panama nirim veinaroim, you came to greet someone who could be seen but doesn't see. Tishkula hagbil, you should have the schus to see panim. Somebody who could see and not be seen, min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Rebbe said to Bechia, Ashta minata miha b'chasa. If I wouldn't have come, I would have never received this bracha. So that's why it's so wonderful that I came. The Inyakov uses this Gemara to discuss a shaila. We know that the halacha of Kavat Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham walks into a room, do we have to stand up? So, the Shari Ephraim says in the Tshuvas that it even applies to a Talmud Chacham who's blind. Din Yaakov wants to say, perhaps from here we see that Rav Chiya was telling Rebbe, you don't have to greet the Talmud Chacham. So there is no Chiyuv of Kavod to a Talmud Chacham who's blind. But Chida says that's not the same situation as what the Shari Ephraim is discussing. Shari Ephraim is discussing where Talmud Chacham walks into the room. So even though the person is blind, and he doesn't recognize that we're getting up, Kavod HaTorah demands that we stand up. Here it was going to him. It's a whole different Shaila, and that's why the Chida corroborates the Shari Ephraim's psak that the chiyuv to stand up for a Talmud Chacham is even for a Talmud Chacham who's blind. So Rebbe asked this blind person, where did you hear this beautiful bracha? So he said, I heard it from the Pirkei de Rav Yaakov Shmuley. I heard it from Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov ish kvar chitaya. Rav Yaakov was a person who lived in the city of Chitaya. Have a makbal ape de Rebbe kol yoyma. He used to go greet his Rebbe every day. Kikosh, as Rav Yaakov got older, Omle says, Rebbe told him, Lein etstamar, the yochel lo yochamar. It's, you don't have to bother, it's hard for you to walk. Omle, so Rav Yaakov told his Rebbe, Mizotamai de ksibu barabonin, is it that insignificant what it says regarding Talmid HaChomim? V'yichi olo netzach, lo yiro hashachas, ki yiro hachom yemosu, people who look at Talmid HaChomim will live for eternity, says this person. Just looking at Talmid HaChomim when they're no longer alive and they're no longer able to teach us Torah still brings bracha. B'chayayim, to see a Talmid HaChomim when he's alive and we can learn from him, alachas kam v'kam. Rav Idi Avud Rav Yaakov Idi have ragel dava also tilsa yachi b'urcha. He used to travel for 3 months to get to the yeshiva for 1 day and then travel right back. For as Rashi explains, he lived 3 months distance from the yeshiva. So he left right after Pesach, got to the yeshiva for 1 day and had to turn around to get back home for Sukkos. People used to sort of speak makim. He learns in yeshiva 1 day a year. So he felt bad that they called him this name. I became something, the subject of mockery. So Rabbi Yochanan told him, I beg of you, don't be the one to cause that the Talmidim, who are so to speak calling you this not nice name, should be punished because of you. Rabbi Yochanan then went out to the yeshiva and learned. The pasuk says, for I see yoyim yidrashu, the dast rocha yechbetzun. People look at me every day to know my ways. So the question is, v'chiv yoyim darshan esoy, or belaylein darshan esoy, do we only try to learn by day, not by night? Aloy melach, the teachers. Kol ha'oisik b'tayra afilo yoyimech b'shona. This person learned Torah only 1 day a year. Ma'al olav ha'kosuf ki'il osu kol ha'shana kula. It's considered like he learned the whole year. Because he did what he can. And I saw the Mefarshim explain this Gemara beautifully. He says, unfortunately, most people cannot spend the entire day learning. Most people have to work, they have to do other things. Set the Mefarshim based on this Gemara. Just like this Talmud Chacham, he learned 1 day a year. But he did everything around that 1 day to be able to learn that one day. If a person learns an hour a day, but that's the hour that he can learn. So whatever he can learn, he spends learning. Even the time that he doesn't learn, it's considered like he learned. That's why this Talmud Chacham, they learned 1 day a year. But that's the most he can learn. It's like he learns all the time. The came with me the pronius. The same thing goes the other way. The ksiv, the pasuk says, by the miraglim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them a message, for the amount of years, that days that you went into Eretz Yisrael, that many years, Klal Yisrael will be left in the Midbar. So the question is, were they in the Midbar for 40 years? They were only in the Midbar for 40 days. Every day is considered ma'alav kasuv kilav kashana kula. So like Mefarshim explained, if a punishment every day is considered like a year, how much more so mida toiva meruba mida pranias, that every day that we spend on learning is considered like we learned the whole year if we learn as much as we can in that day. We learned in the Mishnah that a katan is potter from being oilul regal. However, the Mishnah discussed at what age is there a chiyuv chinuch. So Mishnah brought a machloikis, a beisham, a beisil. Ezel cotton. So the Shami said, if he can't ride on the father's shoulders, he's exempt. Then he's not even chayiv mechinuch. Reb, Beis Hillel hold, it's an older age. He has to be able to walk along with his father. Ask the, from where does he have to be able to ride or walk? So the Mishnah said, from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis. Ask the Gemara, Maskler Reb Zeira, at Halchaman Asya. We're only worried about getting from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis. But this person may live in Tel Aviv. This person may live in Bnei Brak. Why are we now worried about how he's going to get from there to Yerushalayim? And like Rashi in the Chazanish explains, Rashi explained, this is a child. He needs his mother. So how's he going to get from home all the way to Yerushalayim? They were only focusing on getting from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. Amrei Abaye, Ad Hocha, the Mechai Ve'ima B'Simcha. His mother also has to come to Yerushalayim because she has to participate in the eating the carbon shalmi simcha. So Isis Ime, he comes along with his mother. However, Mikan Ve'elech, from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis, Im Yochel Lalois Olechus Piyodov Shal Avim Yerushalayim, if he could hold on to his father's hand and get from the Har Habayis to Yerushalayim, Chayiv, V'ilav Potem. So what the Gemara is saying is that another comes to Yerushalayim anyway, so if he could come along with his mother, we only have to focus on Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. So Taishas asks, that the Gemara says in Masechta Kedushin that women aren't mechuyif to come to Yerushalayim to be oil regal. The husbands could give them presents and let them remain home. Says Tosfos that even though women may not be absolutely required to come to Yerushalayim, it's the right thing and it's the better thing that women should come to Yerushalayim also. And therefore the children come along with their mothers. That's easy. They always travel with their mother. And now it's only from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis where the mothers do not go. So that's the, we see, can he make it or not? Says the Gemara, Heishav Rebbe Taks Beis Hillel de Rebbe Shammai. Rebbe tried to ask a question which would defend Beis Hillel's position and be a question of Beis Shammai's position. We know that Elkanah had two wives, Chana and Penina. Chana did not have children for many years. Finally, Gemara's, because of the bracha of Eli, she has a child, Shmuel. And the pasuk says that they're going to be oil regal. For Chana lo also, Chana doesn't go up with her husband. She amar l'isha ad yigomel hanar ve'visav. And I have to wait till the child is weaned, which Rashi says 24 months, and then it could come up. Ask the Gemara, v'shmuel the yachal lirka v'ksef v'shalav v'chava. Shmuel, even when he's 1 year old, he's not yet 2 years old, but he's 1 year old, could already ride on his father's shoulders. So as the Tori Eben explains, he could ride on his father's shoulders, but that's only once he gets to Shiloh. But how about getting from home to Shiloh? His mother's not going, and we just learned in the previous Gemara, if his mother doesn't go, he doesn't have to go. So Tori Eben explains that they lived, Elkanah and his family lived in Har Ephraim. From Har Ephraim to Shiloh is not a long distance. So even if the mother doesn't travel, it's not as difficult for the child to come along if he's riding on the father's shoulders. So if according to Beis Shammai, the shear is, if he can ride on his father's shoulders, why do you have to wait till he's 2 years old? The Mefarshim point out, from here, interesting diuk. From here we see that there was a chiv to be oila regal, even to the Mishkan. Because here we're discussing Shiloh. The Beis Hamikdash wasn't standing yet. And yet the Gemara discusses the Chiva being Oil Regal. Amalei Avua. And so his father said to him, some say, Amalei Abaya, Utamech Tikshalach. According to your question, let's understand. Why are we only worried about Shmuel? Didn't we just learn in the previous piece of Gemara that the mother of Chathchila should come to be Oil Regal? Chana Gufa Milo Chayv B'Simcha. Why didn't Chana come? Ella, there was a specific situation here. She saw that Shmuel was a weak child, and she didn't feel he was ready to go be oil regal. The Choshbe, she was concerned about of Shmuel. The Choshbe of Shmuel, the Chosh of the Archa. So that's why it's a unique situation. She felt that Shmuel, given that he had a weak constitution, could not be oil regal. And Chanami, another child who's stronger, according to Beis Shammai, if he could ride on his father's shoulders, should be oil regal. So, from here we see, and this is the way Rabbeinu Chananel explains the Gemara. The Gemara says, Masechta Sukkah, Choyle u'mishamsheyem, p'tur m'sukkah, that somebody who's sick doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. Umisham Shayem, and the people who attend to him don't have to sit in the sukkah. Chana took the same approach to Oyla Rego. Shmuel can't be Oyla Rego, and therefore she who's taking care of him is also not obligated to be Oyla Rego. The Arma Farshim, the question if the comparison is accurate, and just because we say it by Hilchas Sukkah, do we say it by Hilchas Aliyah Lerego? There's another question. We said that why does a cotton have to be oil lerego? Because of chinuch. But the chiyuv of chinuch is a drabanan. So perhaps there was no chiyuv of chinuch at that time. So that's why his father didn't take him. The chiyuv of chinuch was instituted by the rabbanan many years later. So I saw a number of turutzim. One turutz, the simplest turutz. Whether the rabbanan already instituted the concept of chinuch or they didn't, somebody as great as Elkanah certainly was mechanech his children to do mitzvahs. And that's why the Gemara's question is, why didn't he bring Shmuel? Another teretz is that chinuch is a drabonon, but it's a drabonon that was right away instituted. It didn't come later in the time of Shas. And yet another teretz is the Beit HaMinayach wants to suggest that the basic concept of chinuch is not just the drabonon, it's the raisa. It's a pasuk. So that basic concept, the Rabbanan just expanded on it, but the basic concept is a deraisa, and that's why the Gemara is saying, if there would be a chiyuv, why wasn't Shmuel brought? Ask the Gemara. Bar Rav Shimon, cotton chigel of Divrei Beis Shammai. If you have a child who can't walk, and according to Beis Shammai, the shear is to be carried, but this child can be carried. What's going to be the din? According to Beis Hillel, it's no question. Because according to Beis Hillel, the shear is, if he can walk holding his father's hand, he can't walk. You have a child who's nebuch blind. Mahu. Is there a chi of chinuch? And the Gemara explains its question. Hey chidami. Ilayim b'chigish eni yochel espashet. It's a child that's going to remain permanently unable to walk. V'sumash eni yochel espateich. He's going to remain permanently blind. Hash the gadol potter, if we, as we learned in the first mission already, a gadol in such a status is potter. Cotton, who doesn't have a chiv the rice and mibaye, says the Gemara like tzricha, the question is, v'chigesh yochel espashet, it's referring to a child, that even though now he can't walk, as the Meroim Sod explains, before his bar mitzvah, he'll baruch Hashem still already be able to walk. Or sumish yochel espateich, right now he's nebuch blind, but before his bar mitzvah he'll be able to see. Mai. What's the halacha? Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, Kol hech de gadol mechayim de raisa. Wherever a gadol has a chiv de raisa to be oil regal, katan nami mechanchin leim de rabbanon. So rabbanon say, this child, we should be mechanach to be oil regal. However, kol hech de gadol potem de raisa, wherever a gadol in that status, in that situation, will not be chayiv and chinach, will not be chayiv and ilil regal, cotton nami potter, cotton doesn't have to be oil regal. So since a gadol who can't walk, or a gadol who's blind doesn't have to go be oil regal, a cotton, even if a baruch Hashem get better before his bar mitzvah, doesn't have to be oil regal. And Rav Moshe Feinstein explains the Gemara beautiful in the Tshuvas. He says, what's the shail of the Gemara? He says, the Magen Avraham discusses, we know the Gemara says, Masech the Sukkah, that a father has an obligation to be mechanech his child in Dalaminim. So the question now is, well, we're mechanech a child, this is a very relevant shaila, aloch l'maisa. When we're mechanech our children to take the dalaminim, does it mean that we have to give them a lulav and dalaminim that's 100% kosher? Or, just teaching them that there's such a mitzvah. So even if they're not kosher, you can become chinuch. So the Magen Avraham says, when you mechanech a child, you have to mechanech him to do the mitzvah 100% perfectly. So Gemara's question, taka, was that shaila. What is the point of chinuch? Is the point of chinuch to teach him that such a thing in the world? Did you have to be oil regal? So the fact that he can't walk or he can't see, that doesn't change the need to teach him that there's a concept of oil regal. Or, when we teach him how to do a mitzvah, we have to teach him how to do it properly. And if we don't teach him how to do it properly, it's not called doing a mitzvah. And the Gemara says, if he's not going to do it properly, it's not chinuch. And therefore, children, if you give them dalaminim, you have to give them dalaminim that are 100% kosher. So ask the Tori Evin, if that is the case, he asks Gevaldig Akasha. Every child, we say, what is the age of a child that is chayiv in a lila regal? So Beis Shammai said, from when he's going on a shoulder, Beis Hill says, for when he could walk with his father, holding his father's hand. So a gadol, if a gadol could only arrive in the Beis Hamikdash, going on someone's shoulders, or being held his hand, would he be chayiv in Aliyah L'Regel? Of course not. You have to be able to walk on your own 2 feet. So then the cotton shouldn't be chayiv in chinuch. If we just explain that chinuch is only when you're going to do the mitzvah right, that's not doing the mitzvah right. Gevaldige kasha. So Chaznish says a beautiful teretz. He says, for a gadol to walk, riding on someone's shoulders, holding on to someone's hand, that's considered an abnormal way of walking. Baruch Hashem, we should all be able to walk on our own 2 feet. For a cotton walking that way, that's a normal way of walking. And therefore, a cotton, even though he could only arrive being held hand or riding on his shoulder, is considered a normal way of walking and doesn't exempt him from being oil or regal. Tori Evans says a different teretz. He says, we have to look at what is the reason the cotton can't do something. If the reason is because he has a physical defect, he can't walk, he's blind, so he's taka potter, because the mitzvah has to be done the proper way. But if the defect comes because he's a cotton, that's the whole point of chinuch. He says, if we're going to say that every defect that comes, even because he's a cotton, is considered a defect, that exemption from chinuch, so he says, then you'll never have chinuch. He gives a gevaldige raya. He says, according to the man da'omer, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. You have to have kavana when you do a mitzvah. A child can't have kavana. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta. A child has no das. So how could a child ever do a mitzvah chinuch? He's not doing it properly. He's doing it without kavana. But what's the answer, says the Tori Evan? Because what's the reason he doesn't have das? Because he's a cotton. If the impediment is an impediment because of his cotness, that's not called an impediment to chinuch. And he says the raya to another kasha. He says, we've discussed already, that the halach is that somebody who doesn't own property in Eretz Yisrael is exempt from Aliyah L'Regel. So he says, most children don't own real estate, so then no children should have to go to be Aliyah L'Regel. He says, what's the answer? The answer is children don't own real estate because children don't have real estate. They're not in business. So what's the impediment? The impediment because he's a cotton. That's not an impediment to be Mekayim Mitzvah Schinach. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah Machloikis, what is the value of the carbon oil area have to be minimally, and what is the value of the carbon chagiga have to be minimally? Machloikis Besham Beisel. Besham Amarish de Kesef, and the chagiga is 1 kesef. Beisel said just the opposite. The Gemara will now delve into this Machloikis. As Taisha says, the Machloikis is only with the Rabbonim. But the Rai said there is no shear how much the carbon has to be worth. Tan Rabbonim. Beshamer Mariyah Shtei Kesef, the minimum value of the carbon oil ria has to be 2 ma, for Chagiga ma Kesef. Why? Sharia oil kul gvaya, the ria is a carbon oil, which goes up completely to Kaddish Baruch Hu, Hashem came with Chagiga. It's eaten by us, so it's not that high madrega, so we could eat even, it doesn't have to be so valuable. Vay Mitzinu Betzeres, we find by Shvuas, Shariba Ben Akosa Ba'oilus Yosef B'Shlomim. We have to bring many kabanas, but we bring more common oilus than more shlomim. So as the Tori Evan explains, why do we bring the Rai from Shavuos? Because Shavuos is the one yontav that we bring both carbon oil and carbon shlomim, and there we find we bring more carbon oil than carbon shlomim. Or Beis Hill, Beis Hill hold the reverse. Hariya is more kesef, the Chagiga shtei kesef. Why? Shagiga yesh lefnei adibur. According to Beis Hill, the Chagiga was already brought before Klai Yisrael even received the Torah. The pasuk says, "V'yizbechu zifchei shlomim." He says, "They sell a whole dao as a carbon chagiga." Masha'en kein beria. The carbon oilus ria wasn't brought until after Kabbalah's Torah. And furthermore, v'ayim tzinu b'nasim. We know when the nasim brought their kabbonis. Shirivim and akos b'shlomim yos ba'oilus. The Torah tells us that they brought more carbon shlomim than carbon oil. Ask the Gemara. My tamloi amik beishamai. Why don't Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai? And as the Sfasemis explains the Gemara's question, certainly Beis Hillel agrees that a carbon oila is more kadosh than a carbon chagiga. So why do they say that the chagiga is worth more, should cost more than the carbon oila? So he says, the karmat riyadifa, what, my tamalai amri kbe shami, the karmat riyadifa, the oila kulil gvoya, because Beis Shammai has a strong argument that the oil is completely burnt, says the Gemara to defend Beis Hillel's position, Ad Rabba, Chagiga Adifa. Chagiga is better, this lay shtechilas. The chagiga has part of it is burnt on the mizbeach, and part of it is eaten by us. So not that it makes it more holy, but given it has so many customers, so to speak, that's why it should cost more. Uda ka'am with Neilf Mitzaris, and Beis Shammai's argument that we should learn from Shavuos, says Beis Hillel, it's not a cogent argument. Why? Don in Karban Yochid mi Karban Yochid, we learn about a Karban Yochid, the Karban Oilus Riyah, the Karban Chagiga, something that is brought by an individual. They ain't done a Karban Yochid mi Karban Tzibur, that's not a Karban Yochid, it was a Karban brought by the Tzibur on Yontif. Ask the Gemara on the other hand, Beis Shammai, my Tamil Yomak Beis Hillel, why didn't Beis Shammai agree with Beis Hillel? So he says, the Kamrit Chagiga Difa, the Yishna Lufnei Dibur. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, your argument that the Chagiga was there before Hasinai, the Oilus Riyah wasn't, says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, I don't agree. I hold that Riyah Nami Yishna Lufnei Dibur. The Kavan Oilus Riyah also existed before Hasinai. With the Kamrit Neil from the Nesim, and your argument that we should learn from the Nesim, is not a strong argument, says Beis Shammai, because Doran Dava Hanoigla Doris, the Dava Hanoigla Doris, Karban Chagiga, Karban Oilus Riyah apply every year, as do the Karbanos on Shavuos. V'ein Doran Dava Hanoigla Hadoris, but we can't learn the Karban Oilus Riyah and the Karban Chagiga, the Dava Shanoigla Doris from the Karban of the Nesim, which was a one-time event. Ask the Gemara, or Beis Hillel, Maishna Chagiga the Yeshna of Nayadibur, why do you Beis Hillel hold that they had a Karban Chagiga even before Kabbalah Satayru? Because the Pasuk says, V'yizbuchu zvachim shlomim, and Beis Hillel says that that means they brought a Karban Chagiga. Ask the Gemara, Riyanami haksiv v'yalu oilis. So they also brought Karban Oilis Riyah. Answers the Gemara, Kasavri Beis Hillel, oilis shekrivi yisra b'midbar, the Karban oil that's referred to in that Pasuk, is not a Karban Oilis Riyah, rather it's oilis tamar havai. The Oilis Riyah, however, did not exist before Har Sinai. Or Beis Shammai disagrees. They hold Oilus Shekrivi Yisra B'Midbar was Oilus Riyahi. And therefore, that doesn't give the Karban Chagiga an advantage over the Karban Oilus Riyah, because both of them, according to Beis Shammai, existed before HaSinai. Om Rabbaya makes Abaya the following observation. Beis Shammai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel, these three Tanom, Kula Svirlei, they all hold that Oilus Shekrivi Yisra B'Midbar was Oilus Riyah Havai. Or Beis Hillel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Kulos Virlei, they all hold that Oilus Shekrivi Yisra B'Midbar, Oilus Tamid Havoi. They all hold it was an Oilus Tamid. So as Taisus, we're saying now that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shmuel are agreeing with Beis Shammai. We know that we always follow Beis Hillel. So what are we saying that they agree with Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel? So Taisus says we have to explain that they will hold that that's not the issue. What carbon was brought before, what carbon oil was brought before Sinai is not the subject of a machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They're going to say that even Beis Hillel will agree that it was a carbon oil sriya, and the basis for the machlok of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is the other arguments, is the fact that it has kulul gvaya, or it's eaten by two parties, which is a stronger reason, which should be more expensive. So now the Gemara explains, Beis Shammai, we said hadamarin, because Beis Shammai clearly said that when the pasuk says v'yalu oilos, it means that the carbon oilos re'iyah was brought before Kabbalah Satayra. Rabbi Shmuel, the next mandam we said that holds that the carbon that the pasuk refers to that was brought before Kabbalah Satayra is a carbon oilos re'iyah. The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, klolos nem b'sinai, the general rules of the Torah were set on Har Sinai, u'pratos b'ol moed, but the details were not given until later in the Mishkan. Akiva disagrees. He holds klolos apratos nemru b'sinai, both the generalities and the details were already given in Sinai. Nishnu b'ol moed, they were repeated in Oil Moed, v'nishtalshin then a third time b'arvas moed. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Shmuel, this alkadaitach oilos shekrivi yisra b'midbar. If you will argue, says Rabbi Shmuel, that the carbon oil that Klai Yisra brought in the midbar, oilos tamid havoi, was a carbon oilos tamid, the question is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, when did we get the details? We only got the details in Oil Moed. Now, that's when we were told that every carbon tamid, oilos tamid, has to be skinned and dismembered. But that only came later. So that would mean, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there were two stages in the carbon oilos tamid. First, there was a time where we didn't have to do hefshev nituach, And then there was a time we have to do Hefshev Nituach. Shmuel says that that doesn't make sense. Mi committed mi karoloi by Hefshev Nituach, l'psoif by Hefshev Nituach. So since that can't be the situation, it must be that they did not start bringing the carbon oilus tamid until oil moed. And when the pasuk says that they brought oilus, it must be that it wasn't oilus tamid, it was an oilus re'iyah. Kiva disagrees, because Rabbi Kiva says the details were already given on Har Sinai, and they could have started bringing the oilus tamid immediately. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says that every mitzvah was given three times. Har Sinai, Oil Moed, Arvis Moev. Explains the Shem Shmuel why for three times. He says Har Sinai represents the mind. Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. The Oil Moed represents the heart. The Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah in their heart. And Arvis Moev represents the guf, that their bodies accepted to mekabel the Torah. And he says that we find that they did three Averis. They did an Avera by Har Sinai, was the Avera of Avodah Zarah, which involves the mind. They didn't have a moon and Hashem. Then they did an Avera with the Meraglim, as an Avera of the Lev. The Avera of the Lev is that they didn't love Eretz Yisrael. And then in Avos Moav, they lived with the Benois Moav, was an Avera of the Guf. But says the Shem Shmuel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them three opportunities to do tshuva. They first had a Mishkan in Shiloh. Yosef is considered the intellect. Tavoisa l'roish Yosef. So they had a kapara on the Avera of the mind. The Beis HaMikdash Rishon was where the Shechina was. And they saw the beautiful, great love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to them. So they did tshuva on the Avera of the Lev. The second Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't that Gilu Shechina, but they did the mitzvahs. That was a kapara on the Avera they actually committed with their bodies. But ask the Binyan Ariel, Gvaldi Gekasha. He says that according to Rabbi Shmuel, when did they start bringing the oil's tamid? Only by oil moed. That when they had the Mishkan. So that means, for the 7 days before the Mishkan erected, they weren't yet bringing the carbon oil's tamid. Yet, as the Binyan Ariel, we know that the 7 days, the Shiva Shibay Meluim, before the oil moed was permanently put up, Moshe Benu acted as Kayin, Gadol, and he brought all the carbons, including the oil's tamid. How could he bring the oil's tamid? It was before oil moed. According to Rishma, before oil moed, there was no carbon tamid. Answers the Binyan Ariel. Nice teretz. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu already got the details on Har Sinai. Even Rabbi Shmuel will agree that he got the details on Har Sinai. He just wasn't given the permission to report it to the people until the Mishkan was put up. But he knew the din of Heshet V'Nituach, and that's why during the Shiva Shmei Meluim, that he was doing the Avodah, he was bringing the Karmat Tamid and bringing it properly with Heshet V'Nituach. The Gemara said, Rabbi Lazar was the man, the Omer, that held that also, that the oil was brought, that was brought by Har Sinai was oilus ria, not oilus tamid. What's the proof? The Tanya. Oilus tamid asui by Har Sinai. Rabbi Lazar said, Nemr b'Sinai, the halacha that we have to bring an oilus tamid was mentioned in Har Sinai. However, v'yatzim lekava. It wasn't actually brought until the oil moyed was erected. Mefarshim say, that's pshat what we say about the Kabbonis, Nasa v'nakrev. In the Tefillah we say Nasa v'nakrev. What's Pshat Nasa v'nakrev? First there was a stage of Nasa, that we were told that we were going to have to bring the carbon, and then v'nakrev, there was a next stage when the oil moy was actually built, that we started actually bringing it. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says, Kava v'shov le'paska. He disagrees, and he says that the oil is tamid began on Har Sinai, and never stopped. Ask the Gemara, El Mani Mikayim, the Pasuk says that the Navi gives Musa to Klal Yisrael. Hazvachim u'mincha hagashtem li b'midbar b'am shana. The Navi says Musa to Klal Yisrael, did you bring a carbon to me the 40 years that you were in the Midbar, Beis Yisrael? So we see they didn't bring the carbon tamid. So ask the Gemara, how could Rabbi Kiva say that they started bringing the carbon tamid on Har Sinai? And never stopped. The pasuk says that they stopped. Answers the Gemara: Shifted Shalevi Shle Avda Avodah Zarah Heina Krivetzai. It was only Shevet Levi that brought it. Says the Rishonim explain something we just learned in Masechta Mei Katan. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar were in the Zufim. They were in Cheirim. for their Averis. So they weren't allowed to bring the carbon. It was only Shevet Levi who didn't do the Avera, they brought the carbon. So the Pasuk says, so now we could explain the Pasuk and Rabbi Akiva's position. The Pasuk is speaking to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were Nezufim. They couldn't bring a carbon. But Shevet Levi didn't do the Avera, and therefore they could bring the carbon. So the Machlokes Rishonim, what was the Avera that Klal Yisrael were in Cherem over? Rashi seems to say it was the Avera of the Egel, and it makes sense, because Shevet Levi didn't participate in the Egel. Other Rishonim say it was the Avera of the Meraglim. But as the Rishash, it was the Avera of the Meraglim, then Shevet Levi participated in the Avera of the Meraglim. So why they treated better? So says the Rishash, even if we'll say it was the Avera of the Meraglim, it was a combination of the two Averas, the Meraglim and the Egel, that caused them to be in the Zufim. Shevet Levi, even though they did the Avera of Meraglim, did not do the Avera of Egel. That Avera alone did not cause them to be Nezufim, and that's why they could bring the carbon Tamid, which is what Rekiva says, was brought all 40 years. Ask the Mefarshim, we all learned Parashas Shkolim, beginning of Parashas Kisisa, and there it says that they all of Klal Yisrael contributed a Maksas Shekel to buy a carbon Tamid. So how can we say that it was only from Shevet Levi? So Mefarshim say it's simple Teretz. The first year, they hadn't yet done this Avera. So the first year, everybody contributed to the Maksa Shekel. It was only after they did the Avera where HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped letting Klal Yisrael participate. It was only Shevet Levi who he allowed. Says the Gemara. Now we explain the other Shita that holds that it was an Oilus Ria. Veshila HaDamaran. Veshila, as we explained, he says that the oil was an Oilus Ria, not Oilus Tamid. Rabbi Akiva Hanami Damar, we just gave Rabbi Akiva's position, that from carbon, from the time of Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael bringing carbon Tamid. Rabbi Yosef Glili, the time of Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Sholosh Mitzvahs and Stavi Yisrael Ba'aloysim L'Regel. Three Mitzvahs Klal Yisrael have to do when they come up to the Oil L'Regel. Ria, the Chagiga Simcha. They have to bring an Oil Ria, they have to bring a carbon Chagiga, and they have to bring Shalmi Simcha. And the Farshim say that this order is specific. A person has to bring the three kabbonis. First you bring an oila, then a shalmi chagiga, and then a shalmi simcha. Continues the braisa. Yesh b'riya shem b'shteyem. The riya has something over the other kabbonis. Yesh b'chagiga shem b'shteyem. So the chagiga has something over the other kabbonis. And yesh b'simcha shem b'shteyem. And so the shalmi simcha. And the braisa explains itself. Yesh b'riya shem b'shteyem. Shariya oila kulu l'gvoy. It's oilus riya. Carbon oil is completely burnt on the mizbeach. The carbon shlomim. Carbon shlomim portions are given to the kahanim, portions are given to the owners. Yesh b'chagiga b'ashem b'shteim. Chagiga yesh l'fnei adibur. Here Rabbi Yosef clearly answers that the carbon chagiga already was there by Klal Yisrael from the time of Har Sinai. Mashayim came b'shteim. He says clearly that the oil sriya was not yet there. Yesh b'simcha b'ashem b'shteim. Shasimcha nahegas b'anoshim b'anoshim. Even women, as we said at the beginning of the shir, are obligated to participate in the shalmi simcha m'sheim b'shteim. So here we see clearly that he holds that the shalmi chagiga were there, the oilus riyah wasn't there. What carbon does the pasuk refer to when it says v'yalu oilus? It must be the carbon tamid. Now the Gemara goes back to something we learned on Tapir Amid. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel my tamid mukmas look by shalmi. Why do we explain that Rishmol holds like Beshamai, that the oil that they brought on Har Sinai was oil Sriya? Because we explained, Isal Kedaitach oil Shekriv Yisrael B'Midbar, oil Tamar Havai, because we argued that if we're going to say that the oil that they brought from Har Sinai was already an oil Tamid, so then we would have a change in the rules. Because according to Rishmol, we said that the rules, the details, pratis, were only given on oil moed, and we would have a situation of miyikamidid mikar loy by hefshin netuach, that originally there was no requirement for hefshin netuach, ulubsoy by hefshin netuach. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yosef Glili, let's try to understand Rabbi Yosef Glili's position. Dharma, oila shekriv yisrael b'midbar, Rabbi Yosef Glili just taught us that the oila the Klal Yisrael brought on Har Sinai was oila tamid hava. So we have the same question. Why don't we have a problem of mikara loy by hefshin netuach, or b'soif by hefshin netuach? The first, it didn't have these rules, and then it got these rules. Because the Merak says clearly, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Tanya Rabbi Yosef Glili, Oimer, Oimer Shekriv Yisrael B'Midbar, ain't a tour hefshin nituach. The oil of Klai Yisrael started bringing her Sinai. Did not have to have hefshin nituach. The fish ain't hefshin nituach. El ma'oil v'eilich. So what do we see? That Rabbi Yossi says, doesn't bother him. First, it doesn't require hefshin nituach. That rule isn't given. And then, that rule is given. So why do we say the same thing with Rabbi Shmuel? Why do we have to say that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the oiler was an oiler's Sriya? Perhaps we should say that the oiler was an oiler's Tamid. At first there was no rule of Hefshid Nituach, and only later was that rule introduced. Says the Gemara, it's a strong argument. And therefore, Sami Mekan Rav Shmuel. We eliminate Rav Shmuel from the group of people that have to hold that the oiler that Klal Yisrael brought in Har Sinai was an oiler's Sriya. And we could say that the oiler that they brought was an oiler's Tamid, and it had two stages. Until Al-Mayah, there was no din of Hefshid Nituach. After Al-Mayah, there was a din of Hefshid Nituach. One question that the Rishonim discuss before we go to the next Gemara is, here we see that the Gemara is troubled, according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, how can we have two stages in the bringing of the Korban Oilus Tamid? A stage where there is no requirement for Hefshid Nituach, and a stage where there was a requirement for Hefshid Nituach. The same question, if you hold that the oiler they brought in Hasina was oiler's Sriya, you could ask the exact same question. They didn't get the halachas of Heshev Nituach that applies to every carbon oiler, only by Hasinai. So how do we have an oiler's Sriya before oil moyed that didn't have Heshev Nituach, and an oiler's Sriya after oil moyed that does require Heshev Nituach? So Rishonim say, you can't compare an oiler's Tamid to oiler's Sriya. An oiler's Tamid is something that they're obligated to bring. So there you have to do it according to the rules. Oil Sriya, they weren't obligated yet to bring an oil Sriya. They did it on their own. So therefore, if they did it with Hefshid Nituach, or without Hefshid Nituach, is not as significant. Ask the Gemara. The Bar of Chizda. The question is how to read this pasuk. The pasuk that we've been discussing. V'yishlach es nar b'nei Yisrael, the nar b'nei Yisrael, v'yalo oilos kvasim, v'yizbuchu zochim l'ashem parim. Do we say that the oilers they brought were kvasim, or do we say that they brought oidilma idi parim havo? They were allowed to bring a carbon oiler that was parim. As Tosfos explains, the halacha is that oilers tamid is always a keves. However, the Gemara's question is, perhaps this din that it has to be a keves only came after oil moyed. But when they brought the oilus on Har Sinai, maybe they still brought Purim. Ask the Gemara, Lamai Nafkamina, why do I need to know what was? Says the Gemara, Bazutra Amal Pesach Tam. The question is how to read the Pasuk. Do we put an Asnachta and say, V'yishlach es b'nei Yisrael v'yalu oilus? If we say that the oilus, v'yalu oilus kfasim, if we say that the carbon oilus were kfasim, we have to make a stop after the word kfasim, and say these kabbanas were kvasim, and then there's other kabbanas, v'yizbichu zvachim Hashem parim, or we can read it without a stop, because the oilers could be either kvasim or parim. Rav Achib Reid Rav Amma, loyma harei alai oiler ka'oilish krivi yisob midbar. If somebody makes a nether, he's going to bring a carbon oiler out of the same type of animal that Klai Yisrael used in the midbar. So now we need to know, was it parim havu or kvasim havu? Here we see, the Mefarshim say the importance of the trop. Because based on the trop, we know how to read a pasuk. The Shulchan Aruch holds that if one reads the Torah with the improper trop, with the improper tamim, we have to correct him. The Ramah is more lenient, but the Pesach can say, certainly, if by reading the pasuk with the trop and you get the wrong shot in the pasuk, even the Ramah would agree that you have to repeat.
Already bought Korea, you have to be more strict.